Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Red Theater. We're watching a Red Pill movie, pretty obscure film called 68 Kill. It's definitely Red Pilled and gets fucking crazy as hell towards the end, and it's going to teach you a lot about women. So let's watch it. Oh, and it's based on a book by a gentleman who's also more or less MGTOW, so there you go.
Sounds like a Limp Bizkit song's about to pop out. That would be creepy to wake up to. You're just staring at me. What the fuck?
Right.
Looked like it got punched in the face.
The fuck you staring at?
You? You're so beautiful, Liza.
He is such a fucking simp, though.
At least I got something going for me. Shit in your cereal. What's wrong?
I don't know. I just hate thinking about you being with Ken.
Yeah. Well, imagine having to actually do it. How else are we going to make any money?
I work.
Come on. Come on. It's not a big deal, right? It's not a big deal. You're just a sugar daddy with a itty bitty wiener and a big old bank account.
The opposite of me, is what you're saying?
Well, you can always grow your bank account. Stop that. Forget about me and Ken. Okay? Don't mean shit. Oh my god.
I don't like saying I'd rather be poor.
I was a bad girl last night, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were a bad girl.
What did I do? Did I do this?
Damn.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like a pushover.
And I also.
Oh, shit.
I've done all kinds of terrible things, huh? Terrible, terrible things. I'm a bad fucking girl.
Shit.
Hey, babe, we got anything to eat?
I don't know, Chip. Do you go to the grocery this week?
No.
Well, then I guess that answers your question.
Yeah, I know. Fine. Let's go.
chip?
Django locked up? Nothing in there worth taking, Clint. Besides, Liza's got the keys.
You're a kept man, Chip.
You blame me? Look at her.
I already did. She got a better look up if she used to work at the Crafty Beaver.
Well, she doesn't work there anymore. Problems with management.
That's typical.
Yeah.
Well, he's a trucker.
A septic tank cleaner, it looks like. I bet. I saw that hose. In construction, you always see the shit cleaner.
6 months. No, I heard she was dating that day.
Oh, well, maybe he's a landscaper.
I guess that ain't true, huh? Seeing how she was with you and everything. Ain't milk like that, don't you buy the cow, you know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't know by looking at her, but my Heather used to be a hell of a piece of tail.
Until the pregnancies wrecked the body and then the face followed after that. But
turn the pump, Clint. You ain't got to worry about that with Liza. She don't strike me as a Mosby type.
He is a septic tank cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
How about she does everything? Seems like the adventurous type.
God damn it, Clint, what's the deal with you today, man?
What do you mean?
I mean, you won't stop talking about my girlfriend. What are you trying to say?
I made a lot of mistakes in my past. And each and every one of those mistakes can be blamed on one thing. You know what that is, boy?
What is that?
That sweet pussy. Out of man's mind. It'll have him doing shit he ain't never dreamed of.
Yep.
Pussy used in the wrong way will fuck a man up.
Yep.
Pussy used in the right way ain't no better either.
Yep.
There would be less people in our prison systems if it wasn't for pussy.
Yep.
Yep.
And again, the Great Pyramids wouldn't exist if it wasn't for pussy.
Yep.
That's a conundrum.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about that girl of your son. Look, kid, I just don't want to see you get in a bad situation because of pussy.
Jesus Christ, man, it's my girlfriend you're talking about. It's not some piece of pussy. Okay, I love her.
Okay, I didn't mean to get you all bent out of shape over this.
Look, man, I got a lot of problems in life, but my relationship with Liza isn't one of them. You really want to help me out, you know what to do. Thank you for the money. As for the advice, you can keep it.
You know you're going to listen to me on the way home.
Liza?
I got them from Dwayne.
Where did your psycho brother get guns from? I thought he was on parole.
Well, who is it?
What do you need guns for? Those aren't loaded, right?
I will answer both of your questions when I'm done with you. Now take off your fucking clothes.
Liza, I'm so...
I said take off your fucking clothes.
That is some bad gun.
That's the shit right there, bro.
I will do whatever you want. Just don't shoot.
Yes. You'll do whatever I want for the rest of your life.
Man. That's a red pill there, gentlemen.
And here.
Then she shoots her pussy off and he leaves because there's no reason to be there. For that part, I'd put up with a tiny bit.
God damn.
Cause that's one of those birthday fucks. Like, they really give it wrong.
Right.
Oh, baby. Oh, I love you so much.
Oh, and then it's over. It looked like she acts more like a dude than
she does. She's the one he's fucking whipped, and she's the man.
Well, he's the one saying stuff a woman would usually say.
Yeah.
And she's doing stuff a man would usually do.
Yeah. But a lot of men are like this now.
And then he's like, I love, no, get out of my face.
A lot of men are like this now. It shows you what the state of men is.
How recent is this?
Not, it's pretty recent. Maybe just a few years back.
I said, I'm the actor, the guy, seems like he's been in some stuff.
He has. He has.
The girl looks familiar, but she looks like a lot of...
Right.
Yeehaw.
And she lets other guys fuck her.
No, that's how they're getting all that money.
I know.
Which I still don't agree with.
No, I don't either.
I'd rather be making by.
But he's, and he's her bitch pretty much, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's basically the cuck. Because he allows these men to do this to her. But you ain't that sweet.
68 big ones. Got a line on a slightly used Lambo. Canary yellow, of course.
68 kill, okay, buddy, yeah.
You'd be a good girl, I might let you take a ride with me. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Of course I would.
But you got to get out of here. Nigel will be back from the club soon. Go and get me.
Hey, wife.
$68,000. It's enough to get us out of this shithole forever. You know what we're gonna do?
That's tonight. Not that much money.
We're gonna sneak in there after
now,
you fall asleep.
Days, anyway.
And we're gonna grab that money. And be hundreds of miles away before they even realize it's gone.
We're just sneaking in. Why do we need guns?
Well, in case.
In case what? What, they wake up and get to shoot them? I was planning on never shooting anybody, Liza. Like, ever.
Well, if, and it's a big if, it's never gonna happen, but if we run into trouble, we'll just, you know, use them to make sure they cooperate.
I don't know. It's a lot to think about.
It's not a lot to think about.
Yes, it is.
It's not a lot to think about.
How is that hard? How is that not a lot to think about?
I'm tired of living like this, Chip. I'm tired of living like this. You shovel shit for a living. I suck dick. I'm sick of it. What do you want out of life, Chip?
What, are you allergic to dick or something? Get out there.
I just want to make you happy.
Where are you at?
Baby. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not happy. You know what would make me happy? $68,000.
They're alone out there? They don't have any kids or anything?
No.
Do you have a dog?
Ken's allergic.
I'm not a burglar.
You'd be the cutest burglar in the state if you were. Those dimples, I love them.
His friend was warning him about this.
Yep.
How do we sneak in without waking him up?
Trust me. I've got a plan. Listen, I have a plan. We'll be in and out like nothing, I promise.
And nobody will get hurt, right?
That's right.
Say it.
In and out like it's nothing. Nobody gets hurt. And then you and me, we get to live happily ever after.
I love you.
I know you do, Chip.
Wow, she don't even say I love you back. She just says I love you. She's like, I know you do, Chip. I know you do.
2017. Okay.
Yeah, not that long ago.
Yeah, I guess all this was kind of going on.
Yeah. get it?
I don't understand why we need bullets.
If I can't rely on you to simply hold a loaded gun, how can I rely on you at all? Well, Chippy, can I rely on you?
Yes, I can rely on you.
Good, reload the goddamn thing and hurry up about it, because we're here.
And all the Alvin and the Chipmunk movies.
Forgot this.
Okay.
Thanks.
Weird to see him in this from there.
Okay, yeah. This. Suburban Gothic.
Fuck, we're standing at the back of the line and we're handing out brains.
I'm not stupid.
Baby, I know. So stop acting like you are. Okay.
Horse Girl? That sounds interesting.
Hmm.
2020. I wonder if she's a horse half human hybrid.
What the fuck? We'll have to try to hunt that down.
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
I'll hunt it. No, I'll hunt it down my way. I stopped paying for Netflix after the cuties bullshit.
Set Sweet Miss Pitt with the love for horses and supernatural crime shows.
Oh, okay.
Heaven's Real.
Oh, okay. Alright, so they're in the man's house now.
She was already planning on killing him. Well,
I'm out of there.
So I think we should see other people.
Yeah.
Make sure you do it over the phone and you're in a couple states over.
Right. Oh, shit.
You know that? Give you a splitting headache.
Fucking jerk.
Why did you fucking kill them?
Why? Because Dee's a slimy piece of shit. And she married a slimy piece of shit. I don't know, fucking whatever. They're dead. What are you so upset about?
I agreed to steal money, Liza, not fucking kill people with knives.
Jesus, relax. Take a chill pill, okay? You haven't never killed anyone before.
Because I never have.
Well, you'll get used to it. Trust me.
What? She just been on a killing spree.
Wow, she's just like, okay.
What you do?
I'm sorry, please. Fuck. Please don't be mad at me. Come on, come on. Drop that shit. Come on, let's go.
James Bond or something.
She knew the combination.
Oh, not even wearing gloves.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, baby. We did it. Here it is. 68,000 fucking dollars, baby. We did it.
That's not much. But it was.
In our town and a few others,
yeah.
You think Detroit, you can buy a whole house for $3,000 nowadays. Does have kids? Oh, and showed his face. Oh, you're fucked. Huh?
Down just a little bit.
I'm not gonna hurt you. I swear to God, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna hurt you. Just tell me your name, okay? I'm gonna move my hand. Tell me your name. Violet, listen to me. Here's what's gonna happen. I have to tie you up and put you in a closet, but I swear to God, we're not gonna hurt you, okay?
Like hell we are.
Fucking crazy.
That's Annalyn McCord. Okay. She, what was she on? 90210.
Okay.
From 2008 to 2013. I guess it's the newer one.
Hmm.
He said you just watched her kill like two people.
Is that where we're going?
Yeah.
Right.
Want to be a little nicer.
You think you can sell her to Dwayne?
That's only exactly what I just fucking said.
Sorry, just what makes you so sure that Dwayne's going to buy a girl from you?
He's bought girls from me before.
What the fuck?
What?
Sold Dwayne girls before.
That's
gave me $3,000 for the last girl and she was only skanky little crack whore. I'm pretty sure I can get at least $5,000 for this one.
So what, your brother's like a human trafficker or white slaver or some shit like that?
Does my brother really strike you as the kind of guy who can run a human trafficking operation?
No, he strikes me as someone who's living off of disability checks in a shitty part of town and never leaves his house because he's a complete fucking weirdo.
It's not a very nice way to talk about my only living relative, Chip. Fuck, it's true, so I guess I'll let it slide.
But look, fuck, it's true.
Well, that's an old Mustang.
Yeah.
Yeah, sit tight. that's wrong with other people. Best if I deal with this by myself.
The fuck? Getting the fuck out of there.
The fuck are you doing here, Chip?
Hey, Wayne. What the hell? I've been waiting in the car for like half an hour. How long is this gonna take?
You left her in the fucking trunk. Are you fucking stupid? Why did she start screaming again? God, you're such an idiot sometimes. I swear to God.
Can I talk to you for a second? In private?
You look mad, Chippy.
Why do you treat me like this, Liza?
Like what?
Like making fun of me all the time and belittling me.
Because sometimes I have to, honey. Okay? Being with you is like having a small child instead of a boyfriend. Now, what I need you to do. Just go out there, bring the girl in here. That's it. Think you can manage?
Holy shit!
Well, that didn't look promising.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's a trip, ain't it? Dwayne's really into his new hobby.
This is what Dwayne does with the girls you sell.
Well, I've only sold him one, and that's her, so yeah, I guess so.
What
does is his own business. Okay, that girl has to go either way. I could kill her myself or, you know, make a few extra bucks. I figured make a few extra bucks. There you go.
Loosen He's finding out bit. More and more about
All
her.
All right.
You can turn into a total wuss.
God damn, she's got more red flags than I've ever seen in my entire life.
At what point did you say?
She's like the hot, crazy Matrix to like 11.
Hear it playing. I told you to pause that. Rewind that shit for me. What the fuck's your problem? You look all tense, Chip.
No, I'm just super tired. Long day. I think maybe we should go.
Fuck that. We're gonna hang out here for a while. Dwayne said that I can watch him perform one of his exploratory surgeries on the new girl. Ain't that right, Dwayne?
Sure thing, sis.
Sis?
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that's his sister.
I thought said cousin.
I should probably go grab the girl then. I'll get the girl.
No, I think you're wrong on that.
How does someone get lucky in the gene pool and then the other one fails?
It happens.
I got that on lockdown.
I don't know about that.
Let's just do this. Cool. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
Whatever.
Awfully quiet back there, Chip. What you think about?
Nothing. Nothing about anything.
Really? Maybe you got the shittiest poker face in the world. Can't lie to me. What the hell's bothering you?
It's just
what, Chip?
You're gonna bring a girl to get chopped up or shot.
I like about you, but I feel like tonight I'm seeing a side of you that I've never seen before, and I'm not gonna lie, it's fucking scary.
Right.
Hey man, are you breaking up with me?
No.
Oh, don't, God, don't.
I swear to God, I will sell you to Dwayne. I will help him cut you into a million pieces because every single thing that I've done tonight,
now I can claim he was forced to do everything.
Let's just get this over with.
For fear of his life.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. Oh, it's gonna get way worse for him. Don't worry. Shit, what are you doing?
Oh.
Rita, chuck that for the
mind.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Shit.
I am impressed, baby. Really, I am. But you picked a piss poor time. I do mean a piss poor time to grow some fucking balls. I guess now I'm gonna have to fucking kill you.
Holy shit. The blood went to right. The fucking pistol went her in the back of the fucking skull. Shit. Oh, damn. Fire! Fire! God damn. If this one don't make you think twice about dating and getting a relationship with a woman, I tell you.
I guarantee you, I'm going to know someone a little longer.
Before that. Now, a lot of these guys, though, they want to get into it so they can spread their genes. But you're going to find out, you're going to wind up with something like that. That exists. We've already went through articles to show that exists. The woman that went through the guy's fucking ex-boyfriend's house in the middle of the night, took a machete to his throat, said, "If you don't fuck me, I'll kill you."
Yeah,
that's some shit,
you know,
right there.
She was on Dr. Phil not too long ago about her mental health in real life.
Oh, I know she has mental health. You didn't have to put her on Dr. Phil to show that.
She plays a good psycho, or is she playing?
I don't think she's playing at all. Nah. Okay.
You better just go.
Drive. You better leave.
Do some turns and weaving and whining.
You better leave. Don't ever go back to that fucking town. Everything you love is gone. Yeah, go leave New Orleans. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Shit. How the fuck?
Shit.
Boom.
Slam your brake.
Pull over. Pull over. It's gonna shoot your dumb ass. You're gonna have to do some fucking twisted metal.
Don't pull over.
No, don't pull over.
He's just asking to get shot then.
No, she's the one that pulled over. She's gonna fucking shoot him. It's gonna be his own goddamn fault. Don't be a fucking idiot, folks. You got crazy, you need to run.
Hold me. I said fucking hold me.
Hold her.
Hold me.
Are you an idiot? No, don't you hold her. She gonna stab you or something.
That was the worst one I've had in ages. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean, but it's kind of hard to feel the same way knowing that you want to kill me.
You silly goose.
You said that you wanted to kill me.
Oh, yeah, no, like the heat of the moment kind of thing, you know? You hit me upside the head, so of course.
You hit me upside the head, so I was gonna kill you.
Maybe you fixed her.
He might have.
Well, fuck him. He'll live, right?
So wait, you just forgive me like that?
No. Fuck. I gotta kill her. Everybody somewhere. When I say we, I mean you.
I'll make it up to you some other way. I swear to God.
Shut up! You're not getting out of this one, okay? You will kill her. Or I will kill you.
Yeah, that's crazy. You kill her, I'm gonna kill you.
Okay. Good. Oh, honey, I'm so glad we're working this out.
Oh, God, man. This doc gives me fucking trauma a little bit. Oof.
Yeah.
Yep.
So good, baby.
But she got knocked in the fucking head, so she's all...
Must have rocked her good.
Yeah, he did. She's just blood all coming down her face. She's probably gonna die. Oh, he's gone. Alright, go. Just, yeah. Okay, good. If she comes back, she's like fucking Jason or Freddy or something.
I thought you'd seen this.
It's been so long. I seen it when it came out. I seen it when I bought it, bro.
Okay.
It was one of the movies that got me early in the Red Pill. I got it because it looked interesting, but I didn't know about the story. And then now I was like, oh my God, yeah.
Violet, listen to me. I know that you're scared, but I really, really don't want to hurt you. I promise.
Let the girl go.
Some help here?
Sorry.
No, don't do that.
Oh, sorry.
You're careful,
okay?
You're such a...
Don't do it.
On your knees. Don't shoot me.
I said on your knees, Chip.
How do you know my name?
Trunk isn't soundproof, dude. I heard everything. I mean, everything.
Uh-oh.
Where's Liza?
She's not here, okay? It's just me. Look, just calm down, okay?
Calm down? You hit me in the head and stuffed me in your trunk.
No, I didn't. That was Liza.
And you murdered the Mackenzies.
No, I didn't. That was her, too.
Oh, and you just went along with it?
No, yes, but I didn't know that she was... Fuck!
Your girlfriend sounds like a real piece of work, Chip.
She's not my girlfriend anymore, okay? Not after all this. Look, can we please just talk about this? I can explain everything. Can I at least get up? My knees hurt.
All right.
But do it slow and keep your hands where I can see them. Now lift up your shirt. Turn around. Slowly.
Sam, how are you?
Oh, I wasn't checking for weapons, Chip.
Who are you?
That's not the real question here, Chip. The question is, what now? Come on, Chip. I thought we were past that.
What makes you think I won't?
You're not a killer, Chip. Not even close.
So who is this crazy girl they done kidnapped?
And make tonight never happen because I am so fucking fucked. And why? Just for some stupid money.
Money? Well,
this $68,000 that we stole from the McKinney. What, you thought we were just there to kill them?
Right. You can't kill me. And you won't leave me. There's always another option.
Yeah, what option is that?
Stupid. Oh, man.
Chip, where are we going?
We?
You're stuck with me now, Chip. I should have killed you when you had the chance.
All I know is that we gotta put as many miles behind us as possible.
Can I see it?
See what?
I've never seen that much money all at once before.
Dude! You fucking shit. You never just hand her.
She's about to tuck and roll out the car.
The smell, you know? There's nothing else like it. Holy shit. I love this song.
She's like, I'm making it rain.
I'm not trying to be a party pooper. It's just I went through way too much shit for that money to let it just get thrown around like that. What if somebody sees it?
Oh, come on, Jeff. Who's gonna see it?
Oh, motherfucker. It's the goddamn popos.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna pull over. We're gonna pull over, Chip.
We can't pull over. He's gonna freaking arrest us.
You're not gonna outrun him in this hunk of junk, okay? Just calm down and pull the car over.
Crazy that the woman they kidnapped is just about as crazy as the one that he thought he had left behind.
What do we do, Mr. Officer?
License and registration, please.
Oh, my God. Okay, I will try and find it for you. Is it in here? Nope. I'm gonna check the back slowly. Is it back here? Doug, Paula, I don't know. I can't seem to find it anywhere, officer.
Who are you two guys going to this late at night?
Oh, well, I found this guy at the bar, and I was like, you need to take me home so I could avoid drinking and driving.
Met at a bar, huh? Mm-hmm. You been drinking tonight too, sir?
I wish.
Officer,
I'm not
going to drink. Excuse me. Okay. I'm a little buzzed right now, okay? And when I get a little buzzed around a handsome fella, I get a little frisky. So I told him, if you get me home safe, I'll let you put it in my ass.
About a car, sir.
Uh-oh.
But she said I could.
I'll be right here waiting for you. Come on. You can do it.
She about to leave his ass. This woman have got you in so much trouble. This should be
a little nervous, son.
Good red pill for all y'all.
Something to be nervous about?
No.
You sure?
Should I be nervous?
I hope not, for your sake. You get too nervous, you won't be able to get it up. And that, my friend, would be a terrible thing. It ain't often you get a sweetie like that. Offer up a poop with no questions asked. Now, I've been trying to get that. Yeah. You're about to have one of the best nights of your goddamn life, boy. Get your mind right and get your head in the game. Well, hopefully she changed her mind. Oh, and tell her to get her taillights fixed. That's why I pulled you over in the first place.
I will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. How did you know that was going to work?
I didn't. Cops are pigs and men are pigs, so I figured he'd be a double pig. I guess I was right.
What if that didn't work?
Plan B.
What was plan B?
Shoot him in the face.
No, shoot him.
Man, you got two eggs.
He traded one for another.
He traded one for another.
You look like
it shows how many of them is like that out there. This movie is real good on female nature. These young pretty women ain't afraid to kill. Yo, men trying to get these young pretty women don't realize. What the man who wrote this book witnessed, or what he was writing about, trying to. But yeah, this is based on a book by the same name, 68 Kill. He's written some other books too. It's on Amazon. Cash only. She's just reading damn porn. It says fuck off.
That'll be $40.
God damn. She's gotta take out the money. Oh, you motherfucker. Sure,
why would money for a guy with such a shitty ride? What'd you do? Rob a bank?
Yeah, honey, I can just get my change, please. I'm kind of in a hurry.
Why are you in a hurry at this time of night?
You always this nosy?
I'm on my own business. Most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about most of the time is right now?
Maybe you robbed a bank and maybe you didn't. That's a lot of cash you got right there.
So, cash, look how her demeanor changed.
But if the cops come by,
when she saw all that damn money.
It does happen, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just want some gas, okay?
And I just want two of those bills in that envelope.
Should have never pulled that envelope out.
I picked up the phone and tell the cops I saw some shady looking asshole in here with an envelope full of cash and a 2004 red Mustang with a license plate number.
Fine. Okay.
Don't even think about it, skink. Now listen up, you little emo cunt. I heard what you were saying to my boyfriend. You have got some nerve. But this is my money. If you want my money, you're gonna take it from
and
me.
Listen, honey, look at how these women fight over resources.
You think it's gonna be easy?
The money is the resource. That's the only reason she's with him right now. And that's the only reason the other woman is getting in a fight with the other woman, because there's goddamn money.
I am begging you. The day that I've had, I am just looking for an excuse to put somebody in a coffin.
They'll even kill each other over it.
So what's it gonna die be over $300, would you?
$40 worth of gas.
You won't die of a wharf.
For $200
or less.
Bass.
Been people been shot over $15.
Yeah. What have a bitch? Come on, Chip.
And of course, Chip lets every woman just lead him by the fucking leash. He's the biggest simp, though.
I can't believe he was gonna give her the money like that.
It's just a couple $100.
He's a beta. That's what he is. He's a straight up beta.
The point is, in the last few hours I've known you, you've let a woman manipulate you into murder and kidnapping, and that one would have extorted you if I had stepped in.
Right.
God, Chip, you gotta learn how to stand up for yourself. Otherwise, you're gonna get eaten alive.
Maybe you're right. Okay, yes, you were definitely right. Look, it's been a long day.
You guys, no backbone whatsoever.
Go there, we'll get a room, we'll grab a few hours sleep.
No. You gotta go back in there and kill her.
Yep, here we go.
What?
What?
No. The last thing we need right now is more violence. No, I'm not gonna go back in there and kill her.
That is exactly what I'm talking about, Chip. See? It's not so hard now, is it?
Okay, but still. I don't know. I don't trust her. Man. I don't know if I should have showed y'all this movie. Some of y'all might be scarred from it. Like, damn, Grim, why'd you show us this? Well, you gotta learn sometime. This movie taught me to be real cautious of the ladies. You trust that she's still gonna be there with the money? Excuse me. You trust she's still gonna be there with the money tomorrow? Alright, I don't know about that, man. She can take that money and drive off with the keys. She's gonna say I need to take a shower or something. Uh-oh.
Take off your clothes and get in here, Chet.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Same thing. How'd she know what that other girl said?
She was listening to the conversation.
Oh, well, she said that at the house before they even went over there to rob it.
Oh, true.
Unless...
No, here we go. They gotta find something in him that they like. Shit.
For them. Sex stuff.
Huh.
I've never ever told anyone that before. Not like I have anyone to tell. People think I'm weird.
Don't say that.
Why not? It's the truth. I used to work for Ken. Like real work, administrative stuff. He'd always flirt with me while I was in the office, and I just put up with it. Madge came into the office one day and took one look at me, and pretty soon Ken is pressuring me for a threesome. I mean, really pressuring me.
Damn.
I told him I wasn't interested, and he fired me. That wasn't enough for Ken. Because he was golf buddies with my landlord, and he made one phone call, and the next thing I know, I'm out on the street. So there I am, with no money, and no job, and no place to live, and no one to turn to for help. So they finally got me. I was desperate, you understand?
I do. Believe me, I do.
I'm not a whore.
I don't think you are. I didn't say that.
Well, I'm not. I didn't stop them from treating me like one, though.
Now I kind of wish it was me. They killed them.
I don't. Better that Liza did it. She was already foul. You're a good guy, Chet. I knew you were sweet from the moment I saw you. You're not disgusted by me, are you?
No, of course not. Of course not.
I keep wondering if she's shit testing him.
It's been a long time since I made the decision to make love. And how? And with who? Anyone want to help me break that streak?
Known her a day. Not even that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. I think there's something going on. I think she's got something...
I mean, that, what part of it is he's falls in love with every
woman
piece of ass he sees.
Yep. There's so many men out there like that. And he'll wake up, money and car be gone.
You think?
Yep.
Looks like it, don't it?
Jesus, how do I sleep so late? My head feels like I drank a fifth of whiskey. What'd you do to me last night, Violet?
Violet? No. Violet, where are you? Violet?
Drugged you and then took off. You better check out before they charge you another night. You ain't got no
money. You ain't got no money. You better run the fuck out of there.
Violet?
Naked or not, well. Car's gone.
Fuck my fucking clothes!
Took her clothes too.
Yep.
Fucking thorough ass cunts. Hallelujah! You're fucked, Jim!
Yep, fuck there you go. Shit. Don't trust them, folks!
Your brain turns into a goddamn potato, Jim! Calm down. Calm down in 3, 2, 1!
What the
fuck?
I know what happened then.
No, she didn't die.
Nope. So, girl, Hal tracked him down.
Yeah. This is Liza. He's got one towel. It's better than nothing.
Hi. Problem, sir?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Look, I'm in a little bit of a situation here, and I was wondering if I could maybe use your phone.
What about the phone in your room?
It's out of order.
Your situation? It has something to do with that party last night, perhaps?
What?
My nephew told me all about it. Said there was quite a bit of ruckus.
Look, I'm so sorry, but honestly, I don't remember anything. She must have roofied me or something. That shit, that's exactly what she freaking roofied me. Look, just... Last night, I was drugged, okay? And now my clothes, my money, my car, and my phone are all gone. But if I can just use your phone, I can fix it all, okay? I just need to make one phone call, please.
You may make your call. We have a lost and found box. Perhaps we can find you some temporary clothing there.
That'd be so awesome. Thank you so much.
You must dial 9 first.
The hell is this?
Who do you think it is?
Jeff? Where the fuck are you? I've been trying to call you all morning.
You know exactly where I am. No questions. Where the fuck are you?
Hey, just got back from a night in the hospital thanks to you, you asshole. And now the cops want to question me and the Camaro's impounded. You got my fucking car, my fucking money. Now where in the fuck are you?
But, oh, shit.
So she did.
She didn't do it.
You are back in this trailer in 30 minutes with my car and my money. I will find you. I will hunt you down. And I will cut off your dick and feed it to the neighbor's dog.
Well, that ain't gonna get a response. Time to run.
Bad news, Mr. Delacroix?
Yeah. You might say that. This party that your nephew saw, did he happen to see anybody going into my room?
Harjeet said many people were coming and going all night. He did mention one girl in particular. Said she was a real pancho the Rundi. You know?
No, I don't. What, did you see what she looked like?
Harjeet said she looked like a dead girl.
The goth girl.
Yep.
You know, pale skin and the black makeup.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
it is.
What?
I'm so sorry about this, sir.
Sorry about what, Mr. Delacroix?
He feels it bad now.
Hey, what are you doing?
I am so sorry, I really am. But I am really in a bind and I need your car. And a couple of bucks just in case your car needs gas. Please don't look at me like that. I don't want to do this either, okay?
Wow. This is where everything starts to culminate, right here. Because this ain't a long movie, folks. It's only an hour and 35 minutes. You know, movies normally, they go for like 2 hours now.
Hey there. Amy.
Help you.
You know what? I sure hope so. I'm looking for the girl who was working here last night. Skinny, dark hair, look kind of gothy.
You mean Monica?
Yeah, Monica. Do you have any idea where she might be?
Aren't you a little old to be sniffing around that bitch?
I'm only 30.
Could have fooled me. It's the shitty outfit that threw me off, I guess.
Oh, thank you very much. You know you're not so bad yourself.
Cool. Do you want to go in the back and eat my pussy?
Well, that's
an offer, but I am in a real rush, and it is very important that I talk to Monica right now.
Well, I can tell you exactly where to find that whore, and I don't care if you're a stalker or something. You can cut her head off and flush her down the toilet for all I care. But that info isn't free.
Damn.
I'm not looking for money.
What do you want?
Eat your pussy.
Lucky for you, I forgot the panties today. It's a bit sweaty down there otherwise.
If I do this, you'll tell me where to find Monica.
Jesus, you're slow. Ain't that what I just said?
Yes, it was.
Well, come on. Hurry up. I ain't got all day.
Kind of regret that a little bit. I do know for sure this shit gets absolutely fucking crazy towards the very end. So we're heading towards that part. It shocked the shit out of me. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't stop thinking about it for a while after I'd seen it, because of just how crazy shit got.
Outfit.
I know, but it sets the scene up wonderful for what the fuck's about to happen.
Well, well, well. Looky what we got here. Drop the club, shit.
You should.
Chainsaw Massacre family.
Yep.
Help me.
We ain't go nowhere.
Chip, heard you were coming.
How's old Cody today?
Couldn't get it up as usual.
Why are you still fucking for cash, Monica? You're rich now, girl.
It's easy money, fatty. This pussy's like a man. 68 grand is a decent score, but it ain't no retirement fund. You like the view, huh? Yeah, you better enjoy it. So these are the last tits you're ever gonna see. You should have just stayed in bed this morning, Chip. Like you were supposed to. Ran off. Somewhere else. Anything but come here. Come here.
DJ Allen.
About the dumbest decision you ever made. Let me see that. Huh. I do believe the little dummy is pissed at me.
If you're gonna kill me, just do it.
No, oh, you giving up already, pussy? I'm not ready to kill you just yet. No, we're gonna have a little fun with you first. Well, it's fun for us anyways.
Yeah.
Better start shooting.
Better start fucking shooting. You gonna kick that? Don't hold the damn gun. That little boy was a distraction. He was purposely, I bet he was purposely made to do that. We fucked now. We fucked now. Oh, well.
Please do something stupid again, Chip. I'm dying to blow your kneecap the fuck off. Hey, kid. Kid? You mean that little shithead with the perfect timing?
Mm-hmm.
He's a neighbor. I sent his little ass home.
Mom's home, y'all.
Hey, baby girl.
weed.
Lucas finally awake. You ready to party, Chip?
I think I'll pass, actually.
Well, you're the guest of honor. That was for punching me, Chip.
This!
That was for trying to escape.
This?
Ooh. Well, that one was just because I fucking felt like it. Get his pitiful ass back in the chair, Leroy.
Oopsie daisy, dipshit.
Oh! Thanks to you and your money, Chip, we're gonna get fucked up. And the more fucked up we get, the more fucked up it's gonna get for you.
Oh,
you're the one who came looking for trouble. You should be asking yourself that question.
Why did you kill her?
Oh, yeah, well, I killed her because she was mouthy. I'm not fucking emo, and I sure as shit don't shop at Hot Fucking Topic. And you? Well, you were supposed to get busted for it. The cops come, see you and the body in the room. Cart you off to jail. Nobody believes you when you start crying about missing money.
Why'd you take my clothes and my car then?
Didn't want you fleeing the scene, dumbass.
Doesn't make any sense. The cops would just wonder what happened to my stuff, and it made it look like the frame up that it was.
We were high as fuck, asshole. Seemed like a great idea at the time.
Well, who's a dumbass now? Huh?
That attitude, that ain't gonna make your night any easier. Any more stupid questions before we get this party started?
Can you just please let me go?
My God, what a fucking dumbass.
If it was just about the money, Chip, I might consider that. But a guy like you, nah, you're not gonna forget the girl. Might take some time, but you come back looking for revenge, and I can't have that. Also, I'm gonna enjoy killing you. Because I'm just bent that way.
Because I'm just bent that way. Oh,
turn that music up so I don't have to hear his crying. And get me some rails lined up. It's gonna be a long night.
What fucking hentai games we played that are just fucked up? Pause the torture. No, I don't have a fascination for torture, you guys, but you think so from a lot of my videos. I swear I don't.
Right. You shouldn't leave it there like that.
tonight is exactly what's going to happen if you don't wake up. So wake up.
Oh, shit.
I said wake up.
What?
The fuck?
Jesus, look at you. I messed you up, didn't I? Oh. Put flip-flops on you, sick fuckers. Please tell me your dick's still okay.
How'd you find me?
I told you I was gonna hunt you down. What? You didn't believe me?
Listen, these people are crazy.
You don't know fucking crazy, honey.
You don't know who the fuck I am, do you?
Uh-oh. I don't know. Jesus. I really took it.
Who the fuck are you?
The adults are trying to have a little discussion over here. I'll deal with you in a second.
You kidding me?
That didn't look like much of a swing.
No, but it was enough.
Jesus, Chip, get off the floor before you get to the A's or some shit. Where is my fucking money?
It's in a box under the bed in there. Just take it. Take him. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, thank you. For giving me permission to take back what's already mine. Joy, there you are. Check that out for me, would you?
You're so pretty.
Yeah, well, it's not like we can actually keep him alive. Go on, do what you gotta do. Hurry up, big brother. You don't got all day.
I need privacy.
Oh my God. Okay. Take him back there. Get my money when you're done. I'll talk to Chip.
Don't you fucking touch me! Don't help me! Stop it! Get off me! Get off me! Chip! Chip!
Damn.
Well, that's what you get.
Yeah.
What's your name? The whore from the trunk.
Violet?
Yeah, whatever.
She's dead.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Seriously? One night without me and you fall for a dead tramp? Are you fucking kidding me? You hit me on the back of the head. You steal my money. You cheat on me with the whore. This is not exactly what I call a healthy relationship, Chip.
Yeah, no kidding.
Drain says I should kill your ass. Because I can frame you for everything. The McKenzie's, everybody here, even his dead crack whore. He's not altogether wrong.
Dwayne's got some weird ideas about stuff. I mean, I'm a little left to center, but the idea of running off the sunset with Dwayne isn't exactly appealing. I mean, I'm crazy. I'm just not incest crazy, particularly with him. He doesn't understand our dynamic, the nature of us. If someone else stole my money, they'd be dead by now. Damn it, Jeff, I love you.
Uh-oh.
You do? Yeah, of course.
You never said that to me before.
I understand. Okay, I know what's going on. You got scared. You strayed. Like a little puppy on the 4th of July. The fireworks are a little too much for him.
Bob in there.
That dog, you just got a few options. You can let him run away. You can hunt him down and kill him. Or you can discipline him. Teach him to heal, whatever he's supposed to do. So, Chip, what option do you want?
Violet said there's always another option.
She did she? And what option is that?
I'm not your dog, Liza, and you're not my owner.
Yeah, that's the worst fucking good thing he said. That's the first backbone he has shown. First manly thing he said. Like, fuck the money.
Hey! You don't get to just walk away from me like that? You gonna stop? You gonna turn around? You gonna come back to me?
No, keep on walking.
Yeah, kiss the back of my hand.
Go your own way.
Forgiveness.
This here is what MGTOW's all about, folks. Not doing that.
Good job, sis.
You killed her.
I'm sorry, Liza. I didn't want to.
A lot of good don't want to does me now.
He had to.
Oh yeah, he did have to.
He had to. She was gonna kill him.
And in the state of Louisiana.
Oh yeah.
It is legal to. I think it is. I don't know. I'd have to look up their laws. They're a different kind of state.
Right.
Man, I better shoot the others too.
No, he's got one more he's got to get right now.
It's okay. Normally I can't get off twice like this, but you're so hot. It's not going to be any problem for me. You're so pretty. I'm really going to enjoy doing this.
No.
I kill her.
Yeah, I think
I know
he
I did some fucked up shit, okay?
No.
It's just. It's the way I am.
The way?
I can't help it. I'm sorry, okay?
Oh, if that's the way you are, it's time to put you down.
You saved me. We can take that money, you and me. Get the fuck out of here. Do anything. Yeah, baby. Anything you want.
I want you to bring back Violet.
Oh, you did too.
It sees things a little different.
This is how it's supposed to be.
Oh, is it? I think you could work a way around.
I don't know about that. Well, not in this situation. Time for talking is over. Yeah. You cannot reason with people like that.
Oh, he's got it figured out. I hope he remembers his tooth that got knocked across the ring.
Yeah. No, he's going to fix it. He's going to make it. He's going to make it work. Watch.
Burn it.
Yep. It's the only goddamn thing you can do.
Oh, shit. Yep. That's not healthy.
No, he's fucked.
I've had that before, but it looked more like cranberry juice.
Yeah.
One of them drug trailer fires that happens all the time.
Yeah. Now, I love how this ends. Very important.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Like that, picking up a girl.
Keep on going. Damn right. That's what we're trying to say. Keep on going. This movie is the meaning of MGTOW. Pass these crazy fucking girls right on by. She can deal with her own bullshit. That's what his problem is. He was getting fucking manipulated by pussy. He managed to take care of all the pussy that manipulated him in his life and go his own way. That's what this film was about. I really think this movie was meant to be a MGTOW movie. And I looked at the author. I checked his book out. Dude ain't married. Dude ain't got no kids. I'm like, he knows something. So, yeah. Just let her sit right there. Oh, man. So that's one of the most red pill MGTOW movies I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys are free to watch this again if you need to brush up. Kind of say like, hey, hold on a second. Or maybe this might have been traumatic. Might have been like, damn, Grim, this reminds me of shit I've kind of been through. It's like, yeah, it might. It should. Might make you want to call up Phil. Email Phil. Hey, Phil, you know, I was putting off getting a doll, but I saw this movie that Grimm was showing. And, man, it made me start thinking. So, there you go. There you go. Man. It's called 68 Kill. And boy, will it. Oh, man. I tell you, the first time I saw it was just about when I was getting into early Red Pill, 2017. Then I found TFM just a couple of months later, 2018. And, oh no! That was just what led me into the manosphere. And here I am now, a content creator. And I'm showing it to you guys again, because it's important. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord. I might be a little tired, but whatever. We are out for Grimm's Red Theater, and it was truly a red theater this time. Oh, yeah. with 68 Kill. We'll see you next time with another great movie. Hopefully more red pill if I can even find it.
Oh, yeah.
We're out.